Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Afrida Love, and today we are going to pray. But first, let us read a psalm again. And then after we read our psalm, then we're going to go into our activity. And then after our activity, we're going to pray until heaven opens up. Amen. And then after that, we are going to have some announcements. I'm going to welcome some of our newcomers and just have a good time in the Lord. I feel excited, excellent. I feel victorious. I feel more than a conqueror. Amen. I feel blessed, and I am blessed by the grace of God. Amen. And I know you are too. And I just want to share that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. I want to thank God and my family and my friends for joining me on tonight. You do not understand how much this means, not only to God, but to the ministry, because the ministry is going to go forth regardless, amen. But it's good to win souls. It's good to have connections and people who love the Lord just as much as I do. And it's also good to have that feedback. I'm talking to several individuals online, and one of the topics I want you to think about that we're going to speak about is, would you rather have a huge title, or would you rather be comfortable, amen, in the Lord and enjoy the Lord's blessings while enjoying what the Lord has given you as a career and being able to do what you want to do in the name of Jesus as far as the ministry is concerned and as far as your life? What is your pleasure? So think about that question, amen, because I was telling someone just a while ago, a friend of mine online, I said, you know, once I matured in Jesus Christ, I realized that the most important thing, amen, is not for the army, not for the world, amen, not for the community, but for Jesus Christ, amen. And so I told these bloggers, I said, I'm just a plain person that's trying to make it to heaven and trying to live well on earth in Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to think about those questions, and we're going to have a good time tonight. I feel it in my spirit. God is doing some great things. He's blessing. He's blessed the ministry. He's blessed the things that we're doing. God is just doing some great things, and I want you to just enjoy this ministry on tonight. We're going to read Psalm 75 and 1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. I have read to you Psalm 75 and 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I would like to welcome all of you, as I see many individuals who are logging on to the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Make sure that you're inviting your individuals, and make sure that you're also asking questions through inbox, or you can come on live. It does not matter. Tonight is a very special night, and Wednesday nights make me excited. Matter of fact, sometimes I get ahead of myself and think Wednesday is Thursday. And so tonight we're going to go through the activity, and then we're going to pray. And I feel good tonight. And it's not that I feel bad the rest of the night, but there's something about tonight. It's something about the Holy Spirit, what the Lord's going to reveal. It's something about this prayer. It's something about the power. It's something about the fire in this prayer. It's something about the drawing of souls, attracting souls into Christ. It's something about working for the kingdom of God. It's something about being established in the kingdom of God. It's something about everything that we do it for God. We're not competing against the world, amen. We're doing it for God. And it's something about just living in this world, but you're working hard for Christ because you know that God promised you something, and God said your reward is that you shall have everything that you need, and those things will be exceeded. So we serve a God who is a true and living God. We serve a God who is able to give us the words to bring souls, to attract souls, to promote his name. We have hands that are able to touch. We have feet that are able to walk in the paths of righteousness, that are able to walk into destinies. We have eyes that are able to see God's amazing grace. And we have ears to see how sweet the sound is. But before I start, and as you know, I'm on fire for the Lord tonight, we want to go through this activity because there are a lot of people, and we're speaking about regular people such as myself. We're speaking about millionaires. We're speaking about people who are just regular people who need the Lord right now because for whatever reason, individuals are going through things. But God is more than a conqueror, and we're almost to our fifth day mark. But God says that we shall not faint. We should continuously pray because God is getting ready to do something miraculous. But I want all of my bloggers to hear me and hear me out. This is what the Lord is showing me. What I want you to focus on at this present moment when we're speaking about your career, because many of you have inboxed me, many of you are praying about a career. God spoke this to me. He said, when you were thinking about your career, he said, you do not think about it as a chain. He said, when you think about your career, amen, you think about it as an establishment, as a step in which God has placed you. He said, you continue to focus on God. You don't focus on position. You don't focus on rank. He said, you focus on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and he shall elevate you. And whether you are a groundskeeper, or whether you are the president of your own company or the president of someone else's company, the Lord says that you shall have a harvest that is plenteous, a harvest that is consistent and constant, that will keep flowing, that it will not matter what rank you are. But this one thing for sure, friends and saints, because I just had someone ask me that question and they're still inboxing me, this one thing for sure that you must know is that when you're working for the kingdom of God, that supersedes anything that is on earth. You will not want for anything. The Lord is going to supply your needs. But the focus, and this is to my bloggers specifically, God wants you to focus not on your rank, not on your position. He said, but focus on him because he's getting ready to elevate you. A lot of people in your circle, bloggers in Florida, Denver, Memphis, you know who I'm talking about. You focus on what you are. He said, but even if you are a street sweeper, amen, and I think about Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, even if you're that street sweeper, he said, in the kingdom of God, you can be a CEO of a community because he's going to continue to fill your pockets. So keep the focus. Let the world focus on all that other glamorous stuff. You focus on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking to the bloggers. And you focus on pleasing God. And you focus on your position in the Word of God. Amen. What do you know about the Word of God that's going to sustain you when the enemy comes? What do you know about the Word of God that's going to keep you when people say those things that irritate you? What do you know about the Word of God that is going to allow you to put on the forearm instead of pulling that knife, instead of pulling that gun, instead of fighting with your fist, instead of cursing someone out? What position, what rank are you with God? That's what God is asking my bloggers. We had this long discussion, and we're still discussing it on Facebook. And that's the question. We're not worried about if you're a street sweeper. We're not worried about if you're the president of a corporation. God said that doesn't matter because only what you do for Christ is going to last. Amen? He said, but if you are working for the kingdom of God, your focus should be what is your position in the word of God that's going to keep you out of trouble, that's going to keep you out of the trials, that's going to keep you out of the fiery furnace, that's going to keep you when you're in the lion's den. That's going to keep you when the storms of life are rolling and raging. What is your position? And whether you are a groundskeeper or a CEO in the kingdom of God, he said there's still a certain standard. There's still a certain way that we are supposed to maintain ourselves. Okay? So that's encouraging. That's very encouraging, so bloggers, remember that. And as we begin to transition into our section, let's go ahead and do that. So what I want you to do is think about two favorable events that happened today. And I'm going to give you about a minute and a half. All right, now I want you to write down two things you would like to ask the Lord. And I want you to be specific when you do this. And to my bloggers, you know the topics we were speaking on. If you're looking for careers, if you're looking for a closer knit in your families, if you're looking for new opportunities, new doors, you need to make that specific unto the Lord. The Lord already knows, but you need to make it specific. That way, when it goes up in the atmosphere, amen, God says when praises go up, what comes down? Blessings come down. So therefore, we need to put all this in the atmosphere and let the Lord hear it. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes, or a little bit less, to come up with a few things that you would like to ask our Lord and Savior. Then we're going to go to a third step that the Lord just revealed to me. Okay, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to begin to thank God, and this is the third step. We've been doing this, but I want you to be specific in thanking God for blessing you with those two particular things. Thank God in advance for blessing you. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to transfer all of those positive things, even those two questions, up onto our positive things that the Lord has blessed us with. Look at those things up and down, those positives, and I want you to put it under your pillow, and I want you to wake up and own it, and I want you to wear it well. Okay? All right, before we get started, we are going to go into prayer. And when we go into prayer, we're going to cast out anything that is not like God, not of God. If you're worried about something, leave it at the altar. This is a time that we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to pray in a way that we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to control what we say. We're going to, at this time, ask the Lord to decrease our free to love to zero and increase Jesus Christ to greatness. We're going to ask the Lord to fill this mind of mine with wisdom from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. We're going to ask the Lord to help the word of God to be anointed and to cover each and every listener and those who will listen tomorrow, and those who will listen in a few hours, and those who will listen in a few days. Then we're going to ask the Lord to give us a word from on high, a revelation as we pray unto him. We're asking the Lord, would he perform emergency heart surgery if there is anything evil within our hearts, if there's anything evil within our minds. We pray for any type of conflicts. We pray for any type of misunderstandings. We pray for any type of discord. We pray for just the whole nation as a whole. We pray for spiritual warfares. We pray for mental warfares, and that's where the mind begins to play tricks. The mind have people thinking that they are not worthy enough. The mind have people thinking that they're below and not above. The mind plays a lot of tricks on people. We're asking the Lord at this time, would he remove anyone who is on assignment for the devil, anyone who is on assignment for evil, anyone who is thinking of evil things or plotting evil things. We're asking the Lord to reveal to us those who may need more prayer for demonic spirits alive and well. We're asking for the grace of God, the mercy, and the power of the Lord to overpower anything that is not like God. As we go into our secret closets, closets of prayer tonight. And so we want to make sure that we are sincere. We want to make sure that we are in a quiet place. And we want to make sure that we are in the very presence of God. Because the Lord hears our prayers, but there is something about being on your knees when you pray. And there's something, and it's not mandatory, but there's something about humbling ourselves when we pray unto God. There's something about just speaking to God in a manner that we are thanking God and reverencing God. So as we go into prayer, we're praying for issues that are going on here, and we're praying for other issues that are going on in many states and countries. So we're going to let the Lord have his way on the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry, and I want you guys to continue to pray for this ministry as I will pray for you and your family, and I just hope that something will be said tonight or done in order to help you understand that coming to Christ and being a part of the kingdom of God and of godly work is the goal here. So without further ado, we want to go into prayer, and we want to cast everything to God. We want to give everything to God. Whatever it is, I want you to think about it right now, because we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to take a trip to heaven. Amen. And I want you to pack up, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I want you to pack up everything that is hindering you. I want you to pack up whoever made you mad. I want you to pack up whatever circumstance you're facing. I want you to pack up whatever dilemma you have. I want you to pack up whatever bad attitude you have. I want you to pack up whatever is holding you back from giving God your all. I want you to pack it up and put it in a suitcase, because we're getting ready to go on a journey to heaven to see Jesus. And I want you, when we go to heaven, amen, and pray before God, I want you to take your luggage with you, amen, and I want you to leave it there, because when we come back down to earth, amen, then when we come back down to earth, then I want to make sure that you come empty-handed, because the Lord is getting ready to fill our cups. So we come to God, right, carrying a lot of things, and we come to God to be filled up, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not filled with a lot of things on our backs. And you know why? I'm going to share this with you, and this is a health tip. You know why many of us have back pain? You know why many of us have pain regardless? Because we're carrying too much. We think that carrying things is what is causing our back and our legs and our necks to hurt. But stress from carrying our burdens is a culprit for the pain. The Lord just revealed that to me. So get the stress. Remove the stress. Take it. Pack it up. And every Wednesday, we're going to take a trip to heaven, and I want you to pack up whatever it is because we're going to leave it there. Okay? So I hope you're already packed because we're getting ready to go to heaven and pray before the Lord. Close your eyes and bow your heads. Peace. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for just waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for keeping us today because you didn't have to do it, but you did it. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. You didn't have to restore us in our right mind, but you did. You didn't have to give us patience, but you did. And we thank you for that. Lord God, as we come before you, we come bringing you a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff that hinders the people of God from praising you and giving you full attention. Lord, we bring jealousy. Lord, we bring malice. Lord, we bring hatred. Lord, we bring envy. Lord, we bring malice. Lord, we bring the spirit of confusion to you. We bring the spirit of conflict to you. We bring the spirit of stress to you. We bring the spirit of being tired to you. We bring the spirit of separation to you. We bring the spirit of disobedience to you. We bring the spirit of atheism to you, Lord. We bring the spirit of anger to you. We bring the spirit of stinginess to you. We bring the spirit of discomfort to you. We bring the spirit of being inactive in Christ. We bring all of those spirits unto you, Lord, because when we get ready to transition back unto our state, Heavenly Father, we don't want to bring any of that stuff back. We bring it all to you, and we are leaving it in your hands. Heavenly Father, all of those individuals who have packed up anything that is hindering them, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, which you touch right now as that woman did who had the issue of blood, so that we all can be made whole again. We all need to pack up something. And Lord, for those who did not pack up anything, Lord, continue to help them to be strong in you. Continue to help them to be ambassadors and role models for you. Heavenly Father, we're asking you right now, would you bless those who are in the hospitals? We know that you're able to perform miracles. We know that you're able to heal. We know what you can do. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you do according to your will, whatever your will may be. If there are any bowed down heads, we're asking you, would you lift them up? If there are any eyes that are shedding tears, we're asking, would you wipe the tears away? Lord, we thank you. We come to you thanking you for blessing us to be powerful in the kingdom of God, for blessing us to be powerful in the streets, for blessing us to be powerful with the word of God, for blessing us to be powerful in knowing who you are. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to walk and talk and live in the Spirit. Lord God, there are many individuals who are focusing on worldly things, such as position, power, and things of that nature. But Lord, help us to be reminded about who you are. Help us to be focused upon you. Help us to keep our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh all our help, and we know that all of our help comes to you. Heavenly Father, if someone is facing a heavy burden, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you lift that burden, whatever it is. If someone is facing relationship problems, we're asking, would you mend that right now? Heavenly Father, if someone do not know you for the pardon of their own sins, we're asking you, would you begin right now to form their relationship? Lord, we thank you for CIC, Communities in Christ. We thank you for the churches who have started. We thank you for the churches who are going to start. Lord, we thank you for the ministers and the pastors and the preachers and the prophets and the teachers and the congregation and the guests and the community activists who are taking part in this nationwide reach for the people. Lord God, we're asking you, would you continue to give us strength, give us courage to keep on doing your will. Because on the battlefield, Lord, we get tired sometimes. We get sleepy. And we're asking you, Lord, would you help us to be energetic and ready to serve and to win souls. Lord God, we're asking you, would you continue to bless the children as they are in the hospitals, whatever hospital they're in, whatever hospital bed they're in. If it's your will, would you bless them to recuperate, bless them to get up and begin to move around and to experience life again. Lord God, we don't have all the answers of why things happen. We don't know what the next day will bring. But what we do know is that if we continue to encourage our community and parents to pray over their children, they will be ready to go out into this evil world. We're asking you, would you continue to teach through your prophets and teachers and bishops and preachers and church members. Continue to preach the true gospel. Continue to teach who God is, who Jesus Christ is. Lord, help us, Heavenly Father, to be impactful and insightful to the communities we serve. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for the opportunities, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to give us patience, continue to give us grace, continue to show us love, continue to help us to be the individuals that you would have us to be, Lord. Continue to walk with us, talk with us. Continue to calm our nerves. Continue to bless us not to carry our feelings on our shoulders, Lord. Continue to help us to overlook evil deeds, evil sayings, evil doings. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our friends. We pray for our enemies, Lord. We pray for everyone on this earth. We pray for people we know. We pray for people we don't know. And Lord, I want to give a specific prayer person, and that prayer is that they continue to trust in you. They continue to believe not only in you but in themselves. They continue to forgive. They continue to help them to get past their past and press towards the mark of the highest calling. Lord, at this particular moment, at this particular time, we feel a huge revelation that is about to be witnessed by a lot of people. We feel blessings. We feel doors opening. We feel doors ajar. We feel just huge blessings. We feel good. We feel excitement. And we want to continue to feel that way. Help us to be satisfied in you, Lord. Help us to be patient. Help us to keep running the race. Help us to do your holy will. Help us to be kind and loving towards one another. If we have the attitude, change it. If we are negative, help us to be more positive. If we're always grumbling, help us to begin to sing. Lord, we realize and understand who you are. We recognize that you are all-powerful. And this is a personal prayer, Lord, in that I want to stay focused on you. I want to stay focused on elevating myself for kingdom work. I want to stay focused on what really counts, which is to continue to do the works of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, once again, we thank you. And not to forget, Lord, I pray for the Nigerian girls in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one of them for whatever condition they're in right now. And, Lord, just as the sheep were lost, some will be recovered, and some it will take longer. But, Lord, we know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We know that you are God, and whatever happens is in your will. Lord, we know that this is a sheep situation. And we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. And, Lord, we realize that we're getting close to some of those young ladies being found. We're asking you, would you preserve them? Would you keep them if it be your holy will? And would you help them to be all that you would have them to be? And, Lord, we're asking you if you would send someone like you did Moses to tell whomever it is to let these people go, that they will hearken and listen and do as you say. Lord, we know that you're God who is above all and can do all. We know that you're Alpha. We know that you're Omega. We know that you're beginning and you're the end. And, Lord, we're asking you, would you just bless those young ladies, for they have not even begun to live. And Lord, whatever your will is for some, and whatever your will is for all, we're asking that it be done. And we're asking that it be accepted, because we all have a will. And we all have a journey that the Lord is going to take us on. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us to be who you would want us to be? Continue to help us to look unto you, and continue to help us to stay humble no matter how much you bless us, no matter what success we receive in the upcoming days. Lord, we love you and we thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And once again, as I said before, I am just excited because I know that the Lord that we serve is able. I know that the Lord that we serve is just an awesome God. And I know that our God can and will do anything for us. We must continue to pray and watch because God is just that good. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight. I want to thank, of course, once again, God, my family, and my friends for joining me on tonight. Thank you so much. I want to thank my newcomers, and I want to thank my I have been with you since day one. I want to thank you. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night because I'm getting sleepy. Be sure to continue to encourage, uplift, and empower your friends and family by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The Perfecting Your Walk Guide is on Google, Amazon, Fallis.com. It's also on Bookworld. That's BOOKWHIRL, Bookworld.com. So please be sure to tap into that and receive your guide. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, positive community leaders, actors, actresses, publicists, marketers, branders, anyone who has a positive story for the common good of the whole, please, please, Facebook, @FredaLove, at @FREDALOVE, or @FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Be sure that you're praying for 95 individuals. If you have to pray for all your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to look out for the CIC. Many churches are inboxing me because they are starting this particular outreach ministry. It costs nothing. It's nothing but time. And so many churches are really embracing this idea. They think it's a good idea, and they are actually going out into the community, and I really appreciate that. And we're still trying to get letters out. We're still trying to get addresses from different people, and a lot of people are inboxing me because they want me to share this vision with them, and I really appreciate that. So I appreciate and I bless all of the support that I am receiving. And actually, we started in Chicago, but I have other emails from individuals all over the state, and I even have some from Africa. So praise God. The word is getting out, and I thank God for that. I know it's nobody but God, because it's definitely not me. So I really appreciate that. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, you continue to watch my Facebook pages. I will have updates. You know, just pray for each other, love each other, and live life. I mean, that's the main thing. Just live. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you know, thank God, and thank God for your family and for who you are, you know. A lot of people don't appreciate who they are, and it's time to start appreciating who you are and loving yourself, because that is the greatest thing. As I said before, it's really important to love yourself, and that's how you begin to love others, when you first love yourself. And so I just want you to know that. And so once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, please take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.